Hey guys, it's your host, your girl Bria, but I'm not on the radio. This is the podcast. I'm here with a special guest, aka my best friend. Go ahead.
Jeremiah McQuarrie, aka Light Skin Jay, with three Y's.
Three Y's, that's his Instagram name. Of course. But anyway, we're here today to talk about movies because we both love movies and he's watched plenty of movies. And all right, so he watched plenty of movies and I watched plenty of movies. And I'm also a Netflix person, so we can get some Netflix up in here, too. So, the first thing you want to talk about was Star Wars, right?
Of course, Rise of Skywalker. Episode 9. Well, where should we start?
I think we should start from the very beginning then work our way up to the end of what we thought about the movie.
Okay. Well, I believe the beginning of the movie starts off a couple weeks after the events of Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. So we have Kylo Ren searching for a triangle, you know, pyramid type of device that gives him the location of, spoiler alert, Emperor Palpatine is back. So he has been pulling the strings of all the events from Force Awakens, from the beginning of Force Awakens. And he's been the voice of the dark side for Kylo Ren and his actions. And so, yeah, and having Emperor Palpatine back, I think, really shifts, you know, the type of arc for Kylo Ren and Rey, because we find out towards the middle of the movie that Rey is the granddaughter of Palpatine. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy, but I think a lot of Star Wars fans saw that coming, or where Palpatine coming back. I think a lot of people saw that. I didn't. I was going in empty-handed. Like, I saw the trailer, you know, I was just like, wow, okay, they might bring him back. But I'm thinking he's going to be a cameo or, you know, maybe a Force ghost. But no, they really brought him back. And so I think that was exciting. The action was amazing, of course.
Yes, I love the action.
Oh, man, let's get into that.
That science fiction action. Yes, sir.
Yes. I love the lifesavers. I do. Those are, they're just so mesmerizing.
I want the real ones.
I do.
I don't want
too.
The toy ones that they have at Walmart.
Me too. Ever since I was a kid, I had like a lot of Star Wars action figures. And I had the FX lifesaver where it was the white, you know, and then they had the color. Makes the real noise, and it was all, yes, it was so fun. I mean, best childhood memories, but yeah, the ending, Princess Leia's arc, I think they concluded her arc very presentable. Mm-hmm. You know, having Lando back was a good little, you know, fun cameo.
I don't think I've seen a cameo. I think I did. I don't know.
They were on the desert planet, and the dark-skinned guy that saved them from the Resistance.
Was that from the very last movie, or like from the previous movie?
That's from the Rise of Skywalker. Lando.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
You don't remember that scene?
Because like when we were there, we were like, oh, so that's the last movie. So we didn't expect it to have a cameo. Mm-hmm. So we just like got up and left usual. I mean, because usually, when we see a movie, we stay and watch because, there's always a sneak peek. Mm. If you know there's going to be, like, a second movie or not, or another movie to that sequel, prequel.
Right.
So, I didn't see it. Dang.
Really?
No.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite character since Force Awakens was Kylo Ren. I mean, ever since he made his debut, I was in love from his weapon to just his character. I mean, you know, it was very interesting to me, you know, because it had a little bit sense of the Darth Vader, but also a sense of trying to find, you know, his self. Mm-hmm. You know, Kylo Ren is, yes, he's a bad guy, but, you know, he's a protagonist, but he's a protagonist that's lost. And so yes, he died, sadly, but I think that his death did good for him.
Okay, so this might be a dumb question.
Okay.
You talking about Darth Vader, right? That's his name?
No, Kylo Ren.
But he's Darth Vader.
Darth Vader is from the old ones. It's from the very old ones. Darth Vader.
I still call him Darth Vader. I don't care. Darth Vader.
When you say Darth Vader, you know, people would think of the very old ones. Kylo Ren is just.
But I say Darth Vader
because Kylo Ren is originally his real name is Ben Solo because he's the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia. So his real name is Ben Solo, but by him going to the dark side, his name is Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Dark side, the good side. Yeah,
dark and light side. You
dark,
know.
Light.
And the origin story for that is very interesting, too. It's something with, it goes way beyond before the new trilogy. It's like they introduced that in the Clone Wars series. It was talking about how the light side and the dark side have. And so the light side is a daughter. The dark side is the son. And then the balance is the father. And so due to interruption into that balance, the daughter had died, and so the son went on to cause more chaos and destruction, and I think the father died too. So that's how this Skywalker saga began, you know, with the balance. And Luke Skywalker, originally Anakin Skywalker, aka Darth Vader, was supposed to be the chosen one, but then Luke Skywalker became the chosen one, but
I mean, okay, so with me, I was so confused towards the end.
Really?
I thought the guy that Darth Vader, whatever you call him, was like, you know, oh, kill Rey, right? I thought they were brother and sister. Mm. And when they kissed at the end, I was like, incest? But then and then my dad was like, no. I was like, oh. He was like, this is why you should watch the movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when I watched The Force Awakens, when The Force Awakens came out, I think 2015, that's when I really got into Star Wars. I've always been into Star Wars since I was like 9 years old, you know, with action figures and the TV show. I never watched the old ones, you know, and that's when I was getting to like the prequels a little bit too. But when The Force Awakens came back, you know, I was hooked. And so I went back and rewatched the old ones, the older ones. Those were entertaining too to me. And so that's how I, you know, got into it, researched, and, you know, I sold up my knowledge from it. You know. Yeah. So let's switch it up, talk about another movie. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so this is going to come from my side. I want to talk about Bad Boys 3.
Let's do that.
So I didn't go completely empty-handed, right? So, of course, I watched the original movie. I never watched the second movie. And so then my dad was like, okay, we're going to go see Bad Boys 3. I was like, bet, okay. So, of course, the story starts from, like, I think 15 years from, like, the last movie. Like, they're way in the future. They're older. And, you know, they're old now. So if you remember from the first movie or second movie,
you just say future.
Future. I think this is from the second movie because I don't know. I never seen it, so I have to see it. But basically, if you guys remember, Mark is having a daughter, and there was this dude. I'm pretty sure you guys seen it on Instagram or YouTube. There's this dude that came to the door. He's like, "I'm gonna take your daughter out." And so they were trying to intimidate him, be like, nah, you can't take him out. You know, you seen that scene?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite scene.
So, spoiler, I'm sorry. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, in a movie, in Bad Boys 3, they get married. I was like, aww. Right. I was like, oh, I remember him. They brought everyone back from Bad Boys. So, I was like, that's amazing. One thing that's amazing, when you guys reboot or, like, redo something for, like, the new generation, I like that you bring all the old characters back. Don't make it, like, completely new.
Right.
Because, like, you be like, bruh.
And Star Wars did that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love that. I love the nostalgia. That, you know, warms my heart.
And so a lot of things happen in Bad Boys 3, so that I cannot speak of because you haven't seen it. But just know it's really good, and there's going to be a Bad Boys 4 because there was a cameo at the end. And it's kind of like, I think it's leading to Bad Boys 4. I hope they bring everyone back that didn't die in Bad Boys 3. Because if you watch Bad Boys, like, from the very beginning, you're going to be sad when you find out one of the characters that was from the beginning, they died. Yeah.
I don't even want to know who it is.
I
gotta...
Man. I was like, dang.
The deaths, you know, they always hit you. You know, like Terminator, Dark Fate, the newer one.
What? You said Dark Vader?
No.
Terminator?
Terminator, Dark Fate. That was...
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was really good. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator dies again. But I think that death was really sad because... You know, he was programmed again by Skynet to kill John Connor, and he did successfully killed him. But you know, he has a son of his own. He reproduced with a human. Yes.
A robot reproduced with a human.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. I was never expected. So his death was, you know, another sacrifice. And I think was a callback to Terminator 2. You know, his last words were for John. And so I think that was very touching and sad, and, you know, for me. But another movie that I think is very amazing that I have to review, John Wick 3. Come on now.
Oh, yes. Come on now. John Wick 3 was amazing.
I mean, action-packed to the T.
Yes. To the T. So... I went into John Wick 3 not watching the other John Wick movies.
Really?
So I was over here like...
Really? Wow.
Who's that? Who's that? I'm over here bothering my dad. Who's that? Who's that? Oh my, just watch the movie. Oh, it was really good.
I think the first movie that has ever had me like at the edge of my seat was Fast and Furious 6. That was the most craziest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Bruh, I just watched Fast and Furious 6 last night.
Really?
That's my movie.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite one out of the whole series.
That's my favorite saga.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, no one liked it. Three.
Three?
I think it was pointless.
Yeah.
I mean, if none of the actors want to come back, you know, it's not, don't skip the number. Just, you know, why bring in totally new characters that you didn't bring throughout the whole series?
So they have a teaser trailer for Fast 9, and the official trailer drops Friday.
I didn't even know that. I'm a little iffy because, like, Paul Walker gone. Brian gone.
But now Vin Diesel's character has a son. So
yeah.
His son is a little, you know, it's a little grown, but he's like maybe a taller age. So, I think when his mom died in 8, the Fate of Furious, that was so sad.
That was so sad. That, like, why y'all had to kill the mama?
Man.
That was so sad. I was like, aw.
Right.
Just in cold blood, boom.
Did you catch the Grammys?
I didn't catch the whole thing. It was just sad because that's actually probably going to be my, besides playing music, I'm probably going to talk about the Grammys because I do a music show.
Okay.
So I seen some of the performances. I seen Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, she killed it.
Yes.
Ariana Grande killed it.
Yes.
Lizzo did her thing.
Yes.
She did it. I was really proud for Lizzo.
And then also, I also liked that, I don't know how to say her name,
Camila Cabana?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she did good. I liked her song about her dad.
Billy made me cry.
I didn't see all the performances.
Billie Eilish made me cry.
What song does she sing?
When the Party's Over.
Oh, yes. I love that song.
Yes.
That song gave me my feels.
Man. Man, I thought she cried, and I'm like, because when I thought she cried, I was tearing up. So I was like, man.
We're both crying together.
You know, and Demi cried when performing, too.
Yes, because I like that she writes about the stuff she go through.
Of course, yes.
So I also like Sober, too.
Sober.
Yeah, she was writing about, you know, how she got back on her addiction with drugs?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
I think it's cocaine.
Okay, guys, so we're going to end the podcast here. We might, you know, this might be a start of something new. Right. AKA High School Musical, the series. but, hey, this topic was like music and movies and stuff. So, but yeah, we any might do this again. Huh?
Any series that we need to get down? No. TV shows?
I like Grey's Anatomy, Vampire Diaries, all the shows that I liked are pretty much ended, but I haven't gotten to new shows. I got into Good Trouble, but then I stopped watching the episodes because I got busy, and then it kind of got boring to me. So,
two shows I would recommend, 911 and 911 Lone Survivor, and also a Netflix show. Also a show that's on cable, which is now on Netflix, Good Girls.
Thank you so much for tuning in.